Hello everyone, this is Tim, welcome to North and South Podcasts. Hope you are well, and I hope 2024 is going okay for you. I'm going to try and do this in one shoot, but we'll see how it goes. Just a short one. I've got a couple of podcasts planned with guests over this coming weekend, which is the weekend beginning the 27th of January, so I'll have a few guests on next few episodes, but just wanted to say a few things in the meantime. Please subscribe to my channel, support on Spotify and YouTube, like, share. If you can, go into the podcast notes and give the price of a cup of coffee once a month. It's a regular monthly donation and it really, really helps me. And if you think about all the money we give to very, very powerful people via various systems, I think giving me £2 or £3 a month could be massive. So if you would buy me a coffee if you saw me, please consider that regular monthly donation, because they're the foundations that I need to build on. Speaking of which, I'm looking to expand this project. Some exciting stuff coming up in the future. So watch this space. The CIC I'm involved with is now up and running and doing some great work with some other CICs, community interest companies, stroke charities. So more on that to follow. So we're looking to do work in the community to help people to develop well-being and just helping people to feel good in the community and to be informed about things as well. So please get involved. If you want to come on and get involved and be on podcasts and do podcasts and get involved in North and South moving forward, please do. Even if it's just a little bit of time you can give to a particular thing, or you want to get more involved in the technical sides of it, please join the party and let's see what we can do. Today, very briefly, I'm going to tell you about my two-list approach. And I've heard a few people put forward this theory, and I'm going to share it with you. The first one is, if you're like me, you forget things, and unless you see it, it's gone. And I have two lists which help me. The first list is the long list of things that I need to do. And these are things which may need to be done in the short, medium and long term. And I have that list in my journal. From that, I have a shorter list, which I then use to do particular things each day. So I think to myself, right, today I need to do A, B, C, D, E. And from that, I try to get a three-part day, what to do in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, which is something I've spoken about before. Sometimes that just might be get up, go to work, come home and spend time with the family. But it gives you that three-structured day. If you've got a particular job to do, write it down and do that job. Otherwise, you're far less likely to do it. If you're one of these people who can operate chaotically with all kinds going on all around you, then fair play to you, but I just can't operate like that. So I have my long list, which I then move across to my short list. Sometimes it doesn't always get done, so it goes back to the long list for the next day. And then you can choose what you're doing in that particular day. I usually journal in the morning to plan that. So that works for me. Find out what works for you. Because if you don't run the day will run you, as Jim Rohn, the business philosopher, once said. Also, each day, try to feel a sense of awe and appreciate beauty. That might be going through nature as much as possible, which is hard, depending on your job and where you live, etc. But try and access nature, which is something I've spoken about with Alex before, who's been a guest on the podcast. And just look for the beauty in things, music, the people who are important to you. Read a book. Just do something amazing, or just feel part of something bigger than yourself. A little spiritual moment of awe and wonder. Try and appreciate the life around you, that each day is one day less. Another one is, and I got this from a guest recently on the Dr. Chatterjee podcast, I think. Might need to check that. But basically, this woman said that Every time you see yourself in the mirror, to improve your own self-esteem, because we talk to ourselves horribly, don't we? Every time you see yourself in the mirror, high-five yourself and say, I need you. I need you. I need you. I don't do it every time, but I only heard this 2 weeks ago, and I'm slowly trying to build it into my daily practice, where I actually like the person I see, and I'm on the side of the person I see in the mirror, rather than just being a complex person with lots of sub-personalities, which are sometimes working against my best interests. So try and change the dialogue, I need you, and just watch how you talk to yourself. And if necessary, say who you're talking to. Don't speak to me like that. Again, these are themes that I keep coming back to. So give yourself a high five. And every day, have a little bit of anxiety in your life. Something that maybe is a bit scary. Have something planned that maybe just takes you out of your comfort zone. And just ride that anxiety. Because that's life. When that stops happening, you get very stale. And I know it's not easy, and I know sometimes you go into fight or flight mode, but try and have a little bit in your life that you're uncertain about and that challenges you. And again, you can do that through your journaling. As part of my journaling, I always think, why am I here? And on Thursday of last week, or was it Wednesday? I can't remember. I wrote down what I'm here to do on this planet. It was literally like 4 or 5 little things. Now and again, look at that and review it and go, yeah, that's right. I haven't done that yet. I need to move towards that. Because otherwise, you'll run out of time. And when you get one chance, folks, as far as we're aware. And also as part of my journaling, this is the last thing. Think of what went well that day and what would have been even better if you'd have done something different that day. Just have that little discussion, because then you're acknowledging progress and moving forward. Have a great, great day. Whenever you get this, stick an absolutely belting tune on. Do something that you just find incredible today. Don't care what it is.